Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is
Hello.
Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Josie Mortimer, Josie Mortimer.
Thank you. Let me get that located. And could you spell your last name for me?
Mortimer.
And would that information be under a different name, maybe a son of someone else in your household, or would it be under your
nope.
name?
Just mine.
Okay. Would you happen to have an order ID number you can provide to me?
I have a really old one from 2017, 0M1.
Okay. So you had an old account with this?
No, I have a current account, but for some reason it hasn't come through, maybe because the credit card was at its limit or something at the time
okay.
I tried it.
Okay,
once in a while.
I have a Russell here. Would that not
no.
be correct? No. Okay.
No.
And so you're on a subscription?
I've been doing this for quite a few years.
Okay, so you're not on a subscription?
Yeah, for the Omex 3.
Okay.
I get a 6-month supply, and I've had done this for a lot of years.
Okay. Well, we have made some updates, so I may have to create a new account for you in our new system. Let's try it here.
Would you go by an address number or address? Or like I have the order number from 2017 is probably not going to show up in your thing, is it?
No, ma'am.
So
more than
I just
likely
moved,
not.
So the only one I can find that's in the papers that I have here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get it located. Let's see here. And could you spell your first name for me, please?
Josie, Josie.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient. One moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still trying to get this located here. And is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. One moment.
This is what I got before. Like, do you?
thank you for being patient on that hold. Would you happen to have an email address that was linked to that account?
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
I get your emails.
Okay.
josiemortimer@yahoo.ca.
Thank you. And let me see, I'm still getting it located. And that was at gmail.com, correct?
No, yahoo.ca.
Yahoo, okay.
C-A.
At yahoo.ca. Okay, so I'm assuming since I can't locate you, you were more than likely in our old system, and when we made some updates, that account was canceled. So what I can do is go ahead and get this subscription placed for you again, and it was for
the
Ultra Pure Omega-3 supplement.
Yeah, for a 6-month supply.
Okay. And let's so for a 6-month supply, and you were getting it every 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so the amount of that would be $159.96.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me get that pulled up here.
Well, I'm going to need to change my address anyway, so might as well.
Okay.
And I'll change the credit card, too.
Okay, so I'm just going to make sure I have everything correct here. So your first name, that's Josie.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name is Mortimer, right?
Right.
And your email is your first and last name at yahoo.ca, correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and could you provide me with your new address?
And the new address. Oh, shoot. What did I do with it? It's a P.O. Box 106.
Okay.
251 Main Street. South.
Okay. And could you repeat the city and state for me?
It's Canada. It's Exeter, 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 Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
NOM1S6.
And that was M as in Mary, O, M as in
no.
Mary.
N as in Norman.
Okay.
N-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
As in Mary, yeah.
Okay.
One as in, one, Sam, six, yep.
Okay. So it wasn't
PO Box 106 is what's important to them there, I guess.
Okay. So okay. It was N as in Nancy, O, M as in Mary, 1 as in the number 1. And so it wasn't X as in X-ray, it was S as in Sam, right?
S as in Sam, yeah.
Okay. And then the number 6.
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting our accents mixed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still getting everything filled out here, and then I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure I have it correct, just to double check.
Sure.
And bear with me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me just a few more quick moments.
Yep.
And that was P.O. Box 106, right?
106, yeah.
Okay.
You can just put the post office box if you want on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still get there. It won't get there with the addresses. It will with the post office, they're telling me anyway. So the postal code is N as in Nancy, 0. Sorry, it should be 0.
0. Okay.
0. Yeah. Forget that. Oh my gosh, it's a number. Nancy 0, Mom. Mom
right.
Mary. 1, that says in Sam 6.
Okay.
All right.
And this phone number, the 519-451,
oh.
That's a good phone number for you.
Oh, is that you're looking at the one I'm calling from?
Yes, ma'am.
That's my business number.
Okay.
That's my
I can change it.
Yeah, I can give you the. Well, you can. Can you put 2 down? You can do 2 if you want. The
okay.
Office one. And, okay, so that's the office. And then my cell number is 226.
Mm-hmm.
504.
Mm-hmm.
6894.
Okay. Thank you.
Does it come up OMAX or anything on it, or not OMAX? I mean. Like, what's it come up as if you, when you're calling? Do you know?
No,
I
ma'am.
I don't normally answer unless, you know, leave a message.
Right.
You get all kinds of different ones, right?
Yes, ma'am. We do have several different numbers here at the call center, but we usually send emails, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right, okay.
And let me see. And I'm just going to place you on another quick, brief hold. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. Bear with me just a few more moments.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still here. I'm just having a bit of system issues, but I'll be with you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. So it looks like I wouldn't be able to ship it through Canada. Do you have a U.S. address?
Why would, it's always been shipped.
Well, with the new system, it's not giving me the option. Looks like it's just within the United States.
Well, then I can't do it.
Okay.
I don't have an address there.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Are you able to get on Max here in Canada somewhere?
No, ma'am. So, I do know that there are other places that you can maybe purchase from. I'm not sure if it's in Canada, and so I'm so sorry about that.
That's crazy. I've been having it at least since 2017.
Yes, ma'am, but we have had a lot of major updates, I would say, in about the past year, and I'm assuming that that was one of the changes in the update.
That they excluded Canada unless you had a U.S. address.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have to get it from there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, oh, I can't do that. Okay. Alrighty. So I guess
You wouldn't have to pick it up from there. It would just have to be shipped from there and then shipped to you.
I can't go through all that, though, just to get the omega-3s. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, and I completely understand. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you went through all that. Okay. All right, we'll have to find another way around here.
I thank you for calling Omex Health, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.